Hello, welcome back to Coach Enya Below the Bar podcast. So I'm using the mic on my MacBook Pro today. I haven't been using my Rode mic for the last few podcasts. I have to order a cable for my mic this week. I lost it. I don't know where it went, but it's basically to connect my mic to my laptop. But the mic is pretty decent on this laptop, and if I was to ever go abroad and record a podcast, instead of carrying extra equipment, I would just use the mic on this because it is pretty decent while I'm waiting to get that cable. But the purpose of this podcast is to basically talk about when, some people make comments if we're in a calorie deficit, whether it be in your family, whether it be our friends, whether it be work colleagues, like, oh, you're grand the way you are. You don't need to lose any more weight. Like you could be 8 weeks in and you might have another 4 weeks to go, and someone kind of makes a passing comment, oh, no, you're fine the way you are. You don't need to lose any more weight. Not that it's any of their business, because can you imagine if the tables were turned and it was like, oh, no, you're fine the way you are. You don't need to gain any more weight. Like, people wouldn't say that. Well, your nanny might. Irish grannies are known to be blunt, but yeah, it's just a double standards. Like, but I got a DM and someone said, do you mind me asking, because I had posted on my story that I have 5 weeks left in this calorie deficit and I am hoping to get to around 55, 56 kg. Okay. And someone had said, do you mind me asking, why is it that you want to get to 55 kg? Like, I think you're grand the way you are. I'm just wondering why, I suppose, you're putting that pressure on yourself, or why you're kind of chasing that number. So the average Joe Soap will assume that every time someone's in a calorie deficit, it's because they're insecure about their weight. They think they're overweight, they think that they're fat, etc. And that's not always the case. So I've been practicing like a bodybuilding lifestyle for the past 5 years, okay? And there's a few reasons why I'm in a calorie deficit. Number one, I don't look in the mirror when I wake up in the morning and think, I'm overweight. I need to lose body fat. I don't like what I see in the mirror. I am quite secure in my body, and 60 to 61 kg is what I managed to maintain, because I went into a calorie deficit last summer after I come back from Thailand and Australia. I put on like 6 or 7 pounds over those 3 to 4 weeks because I overindulged. I enjoyed myself. I didn't care. I knew I was going to be going into a calorie deficit after it, because I was running for a few half marathons as well, in the spring last year, and I didn't want to be in a calorie deficit. So when I came home from Australia and Thailand, I was up to 65, 66 kg. So I was like, right, time to into a calorie deficit now. Enjoyed myself and got back down to 60 then in August, and I maintained that up until Christmas time, around 60, 61, obviously with a bit of water retention. So I knew I was going to be going on a few holidays this summer, which I am, and I'm going to Australia and the Philippines in April, and I'll be home on the 5th of May, and then I am going to Ibiza in July for 5 days for a hens, and then I'm going to Albufeira then in August with my own friends, just for a little breakaway. It's 4 days, and on these holidays throughout the summer, I'm going to be drinking, I'm going to be eating more than I usually would. I'm not going to be tracking calories. I want to enjoy myself, okay, because that's what life's all about. So there's a few reasons why I'm going into this deficit. Number one is to just make some room for damage control, because again, I'm going to be definitely going over my calories on these holidays because I want to enjoy the local cuisine. I'm going to be drinking a few cocktails. I'm going to be, probably having a few kebabs on the walk home to the hotel. And again, that's a small part of my year. Like, that's a small percentage of my year, compared to what I do for most of the year, which is going on my 10K steps, doing my cardio and going to the gym 4 days a week. Like, in total, like, that's probably 40 days worth of overeating and drinking across my whole entire year, okay? But it's damage control, because I will be probably eating a lot of food. I won't be tracking, etc. And the mistake I made going to Australia last year is I actually didn't think I was going to eat as much as I did in Australia, or I didn't actually drink a whole lot either, but I managed to gain 6, 7 pounds. So what will happen is, in September time, when all those holidays are out of the way, I don't want to be creating more work for myself. So in September time, I don't want to be standing on the scale, and I started the summer or the year at 60 kg, and now I'm back up to 66 kg because I was just reckless for the whole half of the year with food and exercise, etc. So will I probably, be back up at around 59, 60 kg by September comes around, by the time September comes around from all the holidays? Probably, maybe. And it's better than creating more work for myself than getting back to 66 kg in September and then having to go into a deficit to get back down to my maintenance weight. I usually hover around 60 to 61 kg for most of the year. So it's a strategy, and that's how I stay in shape. Okay. It's number one, damage control, like I just discussed. And number two, it's body recomp as well. All right. So would I be going into this calorie deficit if I wasn't going on these holidays? Yeah, I probably still would be as well. It just happens to be a time where I am going away quite a few times. And number one, it's damage control. Number two, I'm going to be showing off a lot of skin. So I have been, pumping iron in the gym the whole of 2025. I was running a lot, but I was still in the gym. And I was doing a lot of workouts, going to the gym 4 to 5 days a week, pumping iron, pushing in every set, pushing till failure, building more muscle tissue. Because again, I wasn't in a calorie deficit from August to December. And I was eating more food. So I was obviously getting stronger in the gym and pushing harder. Now, I did discuss that when it came to legs, I was kind of neglecting them a bit. But in my upper body, definitely not, just due to marathon and running a lot. It was hard to kind of hit that sweet spot. But however, that doesn't mean that the muscle I built over the last few years isn't still there. Okay. But I just wanted to add more muscle tissue onto my body. And basically, body recomp is you work hard for a portion of the year in the gym, okay? And there's a layer of body fat. I wouldn't say excess fat, okay? When I'm 60 to 61 kg, like I am a bit soft, but I wouldn't say I'm overweight. Like I wouldn't say my BMI is through the roof, but you can't really see the muscle underneath that layer, we would say, because at a certain body fat percentage, you can see a kind of hint of toneness. Okay, that's what that toned look is. You lose body fat and reveal the muscle. But I have had a couple of experiences where I have been 55 kg to 56 kg, and that's the sweet spot for someone of my height, and build, etc., like that. That is the sweet spot where I'm not too lean to the point where I feel insecure about how lean I am, e.g., I don't have a chest and I don't have a bum, okay? Because I have been that lean before during my fitness photo shoot, my last one in 2024, and I got down to 52 kg and I was too lean. Like, although my arms were popping and my legs were popping, I didn't have a chest, I didn't have a boob. Because don't forget, like, women hold body fat in their breast as well, and they hold body fat in their bum too. And when you get down to a very, very lean body fat percentage, you will lose them because the body fat evaporates. It's not going to just stay in one spot because you're a woman. Like, it goes from everywhere. So when I got down to 52 kg, 51, 52, I was like, nah, this is too lean. I wouldn't like to get back to this again. But throughout that journey, and then another calorie deficit that I had done after that, maybe 6 months afterwards, I've seen myself twice at around 56 kg, and it's just a nice sweet spot for my holiday body. Okay. Now, to you, your holiday body could be 65 kg. Okay. But I never experienced my body in that shape or form until I actually done a fitness photo shoot. I think the lowest I ever got down to was around 59 kg. So when I seen my body like that around 55, 56, I was like, you know what? This is like the perfect sweet spot. If I'm going on holidays, if I'm going to be in a bikini a lot over the summer, and I don't look too lean to the point where I don't have a chest or a bum, it's just the right amount. Because I live in Ireland, okay, and the majority of the year I'm wearing leggings, I'm wearing jumpers. I don't get to show off skin. So I was like, if I'm going on holiday, number one, I'm in a deficit for damage control, and number two, I want to recomp here, so I want to drop a certain amount of weight so I do look more toned and I can reveal the muscle that I've been building all year, okay? And I have to have, me personally, I have to be at a certain body fat percentage for that. So have you ever seen people on holiday and their abs are popping? Now, I don't think I'm going to get to a body fat percentage where you're going to see abs, okay? Especially with the way I'll be eating. But it's people who take a lot of pictures of themselves and their abs are popping. They don't have them all year round because of the discipline it would take to have abs all year round. And then you're going to be wearing jumpers and jackets for most of the year. Like, it wouldn't really be worth it. But for those few months where, or even those 3 weeks that you'll be on a holiday in a hot country, and if someone wants to make the sacrifice and get down to a body fat percentage where you see your abs, then so be it, if that's what makes you happy. To be honest, like, I'd need to be down at around 51, 52 to see abs, and I don't want abs. Like, they're just not, I prefer toned arms and a nice back and bum and legs and stuff. I'm not really too fussed around abs, to be honest. But yeah, I just want to look toned, tan, fit and ready on the beach this summer. Just so happens that I'm going on a few holidays. So when I am doing a recomp or this deficit, I'll actually have something nice to show for it now. When I'm on holiday, creating damage control as well. And is it vain? Yeah, it is. I'm going to be, showing a lot of skin while I'm on these 3 holidays, and I want to feel confident, and I want to show off all the hard work I've been doing in 2025, because it won't be long before it's September. Autumn rolls around and I'm back in the leggings and the jumpers and the jackets, and you don't get to see. I don't get to see, my muscles toned, tan, fit and ready. And yeah, if I want to show them off for a couple of months of the summer, then that's what I'll do. It makes me feel good that I actually get to see the fruits of my labor. And not only that, I'm stronger, I'll be fitter, and I'll just touch on as well that, the work that I'm putting in now or the last 5 years is going to stand to me when I'm going through like the perimenopause in probably 5, 6 years' time. I'm 33 now. It's not long away, as much as I hate to say it. But when we are going through perimenopause or menopause, estrogen drops in the body, okay? And estrogen is in charge for distributing fat around the female body, okay, evenly. So what happens is when estrogen drops, there's not enough of it going around the body, and it doesn't distribute fat around the body like it used to. Okay, so that's how fat starts pooling in the stomach area, and that's why we have that spare tire, one might say, when you are going through perimenopause or menopause. But because I'm putting in the groundwork now, I'm stronger because I've been in the gym the last 5, 6 years. I've been going like 4 to 5 times a week. That doesn't mean you have to. If you're going twice a week, that's great as well. That's still, loads. I've been walking most days. I've been doing cardio 3 to 4 days, even if it's only 20 minutes. It's something, okay? And that's going to stand to me when I'm going through that phase of my life, because I'm going to be fitter, I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to have a higher resting metabolic rate. What does that mean? When I'm sitting on the couch watching The Chase and I'm in my 40s, I'm going to have so much muscle tissue on my frame that I actually burn more calories at rest as opposed to a person who's been sedentary most of their life. However, it's not too late to start. Women who are currently going through the menopause and exercise, frequently, it has been proven that life has been easier for them from, even a mental health standpoint, as opposed to someone who's just sedentary. And obviously, if you're on the HRT as well, hormone replacement therapy, basically pumping more estrogen into your body that you're lacking, is going to make life easier for you from like a mood swing point of view, and an energy point of view. But definitely putting in the groundwork is something that I'm going to be so happy for, so happy that I done in the early days. And also, I'm not going to be like this forever. I'm going to eventually start aging, okay? I'm not someone who pumps plastic into my bum and my boobs, and tries to kind of cheat the aging process in that sense. Like, eventually my skin will start to lose its elasticity, my boobs will start to sag, and cellulite will be more prevalent as you get older as well. So while my body is in this fit state and I look fit, I look healthy, I want to just show it off. And is that vain? Yeah. Wouldn't anybody else do that? Yeah, they would. So, 55 is my sweet spot, but to you, it could be 65, it could be 70. Okay. I wouldn't know I'd look like that unless I put the work in during my photo shoot. Okay. Because I'd probably still just be striving to stay 60 kg. But I had holiday photos from when I went to Portugal. It was about a month after I did my photo shoot, and I had put on a couple of kilos then at that stage. Obviously, it was like a bit of a rebound after the photo shoot. I was allowed to eat food again, or I should say food in abundance. There was no restriction anymore. And yeah, I was around 55, 56, and I was like, this is a nice wee. So yeah, that's what I'm aiming for. And it's number one, damage control, number two, body recomp, and number three, I will eventually creep back up to 60 kg, in the autumn and the spring. Sorry, no, the autumn and the winter, I should say. And yeah, that's just a strategy I use. I often spoke about going into calorie deficits before the Christmas period. If even if I thought I didn't have to lose body fat, I would be like, do you know what? I want to enjoy this December. I'm going to be going out a lot. I'm going to be eating out a lot. Maybe I'll drop 5 to 6 pounds. And by the end of December, then I'll break even. I'll be back up to what my starting weight was. And it just makes life easier for me then in January that I'm not going into a calorie deficit because I overdid it at Christmas. It's just a strategy. That's literally all there is to it. Will I be like that for the rest of my life? No. Eventually, one day, I'm probably going to have kids and I'm not going to have the time to think like that or to even care about that stuff. But I am a childless woman at the moment. I have the freedom of being able to go on holidays, or the luxury, I should say, to be able to go on holidays with my friends, and just, yeah, enjoy the fruits of my labor. It's not just for vanity why I go to the gym, but when I'm going on holidays multiple times over the summer, yeah, I'm going to take advantage of my fit body. And you know, it's actually very rewarding when you look in the mirror and you see, you know, your biceps starting to take shape, your shoulders starting to take shape, and your legs, and you're like, do you know what? When I get down to a certain body fat percentage, these are gonna look way more toned. That's what the toned look is. It's literally building muscle and peeling back body fat to see it. That's what it is. That's what toned is. Like you'll get a lot. I actually get a lot of women who will DM me and they're like, hey, Enya, can you just give me a food program? I don't want to go to the gym yet. I want to drop body fat first. And I'm like, well, you're kind of doing it backwards because what you're doing is you're losing all this body fat and then you want to go to the gym and start building muscle. Why can't you do it simultaneously? Why can't you be dropping body fat and lifting weights at the same time? So when you actually, you know, drop 10 kilo, you know, after 3 months, we'll say, well, no, that there wouldn't be 3 months. It'd be about probably 5 or 6 months. You actually have muscle on your frame then when you drop the body fat and you have that toned look. Like, why are you waiting to lift weights until you lose all the weight? Do it simultaneously. And yeah, that's what I would say. And you know, it's taken me 5 years to get to this point. This is not a body that was developed overnight. And yeah, I feel like I'm explaining myself to people what I want to do with my body and why, but I actually just wanted to explain to people, you know, the process behind calorie deficits. Sometimes it's not always because someone is paranoid about their weight or how they look. Sometimes there's a strategy behind it. Sometimes it's because they want to, you know, do it for damage control. Sometimes it's because they actually just want to lose a few pounds to show off their muscle. Because when they're, you know, like myself, if I'm up at 60 to 61 kg, my muscles aren't as prominent. If I want to go on a beach and wear a bikini, you know, for 3 weeks, I want to feel confident doing that. I want to show off my muscle. And could I do it without losing the body fat? Yeah, I could as well. But now I'm being vain and I'm going to admit that. That's why I want to do this. I'm not going to make up any fancy pantsy excuses and say, oh, it's because of this and because of that. I'll be honest. Like, I've worked hard for this body. I want to show it off when the sun is out and, you know, I can wear a bikini because I can't do that in Ireland. Even when I went to Australia and Thailand last summer, I think I was 62, 63 kg going away because, again, I was running a couple of half marathons and I didn't want to go into a calorie deficit while I was training for them because I needed energy to run, you know. So I just swallowed a pill. And to be honest, like, I looked fine while I was away, but I just know now I'm not running. I can go into a calorie deficit if I want. And yeah, that's just the process. And you know, once I, like, will I be in a calorie deficit over the summer in between the holidays? No, I will just be maintaining. So when I get back from the Philippines and Australia, which will be the 5th or 6th of May, like, my next holiday isn't until July, so I'll just maintain. And then when I come back from Ibiza in July, you know, my next holiday will be a month later in Albufeira with my friends. And yeah, then I'll just be maintaining then up until probably, maybe I'll make a bit of room then coming up to Christmas time. Maybe I'll do another calorie deficit. But yeah, that's literally the way I do it. And sometimes I feel like with calorie deficits, you know, some people just assume because you're in a calorie deficit that you're punishing yourself and you're using like drastic, unhealthy approaches. Like, I don't know whether I mentioned this at the start of the episode, but nothing much has changed in my life. Like, this calorie deficit has been a doddle because I've been through so many before that the only thing that's different is my food portions. Okay, because I've always gone to the gym, I've always walked, I've always done cardio. Not much has changed. Like, now if I was doing a fitness photo shoot, like, that would be very, very time consuming and that would affect my quality of life. Like, I don't know whether I'd be able to do a fitness photo shoot now, how busy I am these days. Like, it's really time consuming. But look, I have people who have texted me in the past who are mothers and have full-time jobs, and they were able to pull it off. So respect, because I'd be stressed out, me Mala. But yeah, like, I am not suffering. I'm not like, what would be the right word for it? Sorry, sometimes I actually struggle to articulate what I'm trying to say. I think it's a symptom of the ADHD. But yeah, I'm not suffering. I'm not punishing myself. I'm not living in a spin room because I want to look good on holiday. I am in a very privileged position that I have the education behind me to do, a sustainable fat loss phase and be strategic and be able to do a body recomp and build muscle all year and then drop the body fat to reveal it. Because I remember I was the person who used to like starve myself and then rebound and then starve myself and rebound, and I could never sustain a diet or a calorie deficit. I didn't even know what a calorie deficit was at the time. I tried all those drastic approaches and they didn't work. And now I have experience and I have the education behind me to do it in the right way. So don't assume that if I'm in a calorie deficit, I'm insecure about, me being overweight or that I am not happy with how I look. I've explained there why I'm going into a calorie deficit, and part of it is vanity. That is literally it. And part of it is damage control. And part of it is I just wanted to go into a calorie deficit because I was building muscle for most of the year last year. And now that I'm gone on multiple holidays, it's just happy days now that I get to drop body fat while I'm away. Sorry, before I go away on multiple holidays. But yeah, that's literally the 411. I've 5 weeks left on this deficit now, and yeah, it hasn't been affecting my quality of life whatsoever. Sometimes I actually forget that I'm in a calorie deficit. I do know it's obviously around my time of the month that cravings do spike a bit, but I just allow myself to have like that extra bit of chocolate because, in the grand scheme of things, it's a couple of days out of a month. So be it, I'm doing a sustainable amount of cardio that suits me and my lifestyle and my schedule. And same with steps and stuff. And the weather is picking up as well, which is great. We went through like 60 days and 60 nights worth of rain, and the sun is starting to come out a lot more now, which is handy. I know that's something that a lot of my clients were frustrated about, if they didn't have a walking pad or they didn't have a gym membership, like they couldn't go out into the lashings rain and get their steps in, which was frustrating, but that's the plan of action. And once my deficit is finished, then it's just maintained then for the rest of the year, maybe up until next Christmas. Can't believe I'm talking about Christmas already. But if you have been in a situation where people have addressed you and said, oh, you've lost enough weight now, like you don't need to lose anymore, these people don't understand the strategy that you're trying to conquer here, okay? They don't understand that you aren't dropping body fat because you're insecure about your body weight. For all you're dropping body weight because you're probably like me. You're like, no, I've worked hard all year building muscle, now I want to show it off on holiday. It's nothing to do about me thinking that I'm overweight or I want to starve myself to look thinner. But the likes of your granny or your aunt who grew up during toxic diet culture, they're gonna look at you and think that. And to be honest, I wouldn't even waste my time explaining it to them. If you have someone in your life who does make that comment and they're willing to sit down and listen to you, do try educate them. But a lot of the time it just goes in one ear and out the other. Explain to them, no, this is why I'm doing it, and I'm not starving myself. This is, but a lot of people will automatically assume spin classes and going to the gym means you think you're fat. You don't need to lose weight. There's nothing wrong with you. Like, there has been people in my life that when I say I'm going to the gym, they're like, but there's nothing wrong with you. Why would you be wanting to lift weights, to get stronger, to make perimenopause and menopause a bit more fucking bearable? So no one has to pick me up when I fall when I'm in my 70s. Like things like that. They don't think about, to a lot of people, fat loss is about vanity. And part of it still is to me, but it's also to keep me strong, to keep me mobile when I'm older. And so I look that bit better when I'm in my 40s, when I'm in my 40s and 50s and 60s. And these are the same people that when you do get in shape and when you do look toned, tan, fit and ready on the beach, they're the same people are going to say, oh, how did you do it? And you're going to work, well, Mary, do you remember you wouldn't give me the time of day or listen to me when I was trying to explain it to you in the kitchen 6 months ago when you said I don't need to lose any more weight? Well, I actually wasn't starving myself. I was going to the gym and lifting weights, pushing till failure, building muscle, putting it on my frame. So I have a nice bum, so I have nice legs, so I have nice arms. I was eating enough protein with every meal. I actually wasn't starving myself and living on juices and, cutting out bread and cutting out chocolate. I was actually eating that stuff every day, believe it or not. I was going out walking instead of sitting down watching Coronation Street reruns every night of the week. And I actually just limited my alcohol intake as well, unlike you, Mary. But yeah, you're going to come across a lot of people like that in your life. Some will want to listen, and some it will just go over their head in one ear, out the other. It's just like talking to a brick wall. But anyway, my next challenge, the previous one just finished my 8 week challenge, finished at the start of this month, okay? My January and February 8 week challenge. And I usually always leave a month gap in between both. So my next one is starting at the start of April, okay? Now I will be traveling through April for 3 weeks. So there might be a few changes to this challenge. I usually do live calls every Monday evening on my challenges, but when I'm traveling and I'm in the Philippines, because of the 8 hour time difference, it's probably just not going to work. So I might pre-record the calls and send them in on a Monday night for people to watch. And it's just purely education around calories, macros, exercise, etc. Stuff like the menopause and your cycle and stuff. Yeah, a lot of stuff. Just really, really educating you. So when you do go off and do your next calorie deficit on your own, you have that education and the tools behind you as well. And then obviously, you'll still get your check-in every once a week with me on the challenge too. Some feedback, and you'll fill in your check-in form and stuff like that. And you'll get your workout program and your meal plan and your calories and your macros, etc. But that might be the only change. But I'm gonna start advertising for that soon if you want to sign up and jump on the April and May 8 week challenge, especially if you have a holiday or in June or July, or you just want to lose a few pounds for summer again because you'll be showing a bit more skin and you just want to feel a bit more confident, and put the groundwork in. Okay, I actually have a lot of return customers on the challenge. A lot of girls have done the Christmas 8 week challenge, and then they jumped on the January one as well. And that's always good when you see girls returning as well, because they obviously felt that they enjoyed the other one or got like a lot of benefit from it from the previous challenge, that they wanted to stay on for the next one. Maybe they thought they had a little bit more to lose and that's why they stayed as well. Or if you'd like to maybe work more one-on-one with me, if you kind of want a more intense approach, I always am taking on one-on-one clients. Well, I do cap it at a certain amount because I think quality of service starts to suffer otherwise. But yeah, my doors are still currently open. If you do have anything coming up in the summertime, or you genuinely just want to change your lifestyle and you want to educate yourself and get the tools to be able to do it for the rest of your life, and not just for, I suppose if you're sick of practicing crash diets and they just never work for you long term, and you actually want to learn how to keep the weight off you, the 8 week challenge or a one-on-one approach, both do work. But if you do want a more intense approach, I am always taking on one-on-one clients currently anyway. Okay, but thanks for tuning in. I hope you've saw some benefit or you've gotten some benefit from this episode, and I will see you in the next one.